You know, I think it was a typical Bears-Packers game. It was a hard-fought football game. You got to credit Chicago. They definitely played better in the fourth quarter. They made more plays than we did, and they certainly deserved to win. Last week we had a team victory where all three phases contributed. Today, all three phases needed to do better. Coaching needed to be better. And so Chicago certainly deserved to win the game.
Welcome back. Phil Michaels show on the air, and that is Joe Philbin talking after the game yesterday as the Packers fall to the Chicago Bears. Their season basically coming to an end, 24-17 the final. The Vikings going to win over Miami 41-17, and that eliminates the Green Bay Packers from postseason consideration. Meanwhile, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, we've got Mike Clemens, who was down there with us over the weekend. And Mike, so... You know, Philbin, you know, he kind of gives us a little bit of a dissertation, but, you've got the Bears' Mitch Trubisky, talking about, the way his style has changed, the way the team is getting better. You've got a team that's ascending and another one that really has to find itself all over again.
Yeah, and I got to tell you a quick story. So when I'm a little kid, we're living in Milwaukee, and I'm watching the tail end of the Lombardi Packers and the Ice Bowl on black and white TV with Ray Scott. And then we moved to Chicago for a couple of years, where it was Gale Sayers and Jack Kincannon and Dick Butkus. Then we had to move to Cleveland, like every 2 years. I was changing grade schools every year. Fifth and sixth grade, we live in Mentor, Ohio, the Cardinals at Mentor High School. They had a great program and, great. It looked just like St. Louis Cardinals at the time, uniforms, and they had a really good football program. And that's when I really thought, hey, maybe I could play some high school football and get into it. And I just learned that Mitch Trubisky, that's who he played for, the Mentor High School Cardinals up there in Northeast Ohio. And, of course, I mean, you know how important football is to the state of Ohio as well. So Trubisky goes to North Carolina, second pick overall. When the Packers played the Bears on the opener at Lambeau Field, you saw that when Rodgers came back onto the field and started scoring and coming back, even though the Bears were up 20-0, you saw Trubisky start taking shots. And you've seen him do that through the year, too. A little bit of a gunslinger in him because he's got a cannon for an arm. And what was so impressive yesterday is how Matt Nagy got him, bolted him down, and said, do not throw the ball deep like that. First of all, they're probably going to be in a cover, too. They're going to try and take that away from you. This was interesting. A couple of the Packers' defensive players in the locker room said they wanted Trubisky to be a quarterback. They wanted him to take shots. They were trying to bait him to do it. And he maintained his discipline through that game, that he was going to take the sure thing that was in front of him, even if it was the check down. And managing the offense, that's how he pulled off a Bears win yesterday.
For sure. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. We knew they weren't going to give us anything deep, so it was going to be a grinded out game. Take what they give us underneath and just find completions. So that's what I wanted to do all day, just stack completions. I knew we'd break some tackles, and then you get some longer plays. And then when we get down into the red zone, we need to convert. But the main thing was we wanted to stay on the third down. We know they could throw a bunch of funky stuff at us on third down. And that was just my mindset this whole game. Don't do anything crazy. Don't try to make a splash. Just completions after completions. And it resulted in first downs. And it helped create a rhythm within the offense that I think helped all day.
He also, Mike, you and I talked about this coming home last night. He was a guy that was content with checkdowns. He looked downfield, and if it wasn't there, very disciplined in the sense of, I'm just going to toss the checkdowns.
No, and Green Bay spent $30 million on Jimmy Graham, who admitted his locker on Friday, his numbers sucked this year, and now he's got to deal with his broken thumb, shattered thumb, making it even more difficult. Aaron Rodgers seems to be able to get the ball in the area of Jimmy Graham, but it could goes off his fingertips. That happened three or four times last week against the Falcons. And then, of course, this ends up ending Rodgers' consecutive pass streak when the ball deflects off of his hands. Eddie Jackson's able to pick it off, and Rodgers' consecutive passing streak ends at 4-0-2 yesterday. Mitch Trubisky's got guys like Trey Burton out there, for tight end. Not Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton. But he's going through his progressions, and when he hits Burton, this ends up being the go-ahead score, kind of the dagger for the Bears yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. And O-line did a great job up front. They dropped a bunch of guys out, and it was just a great play call. I recognized cover two to that side and just found a hole, and I threw it in a spot where I felt like only Trey could get it, and he made a heck of a catch and ran a really good route. So that's what happens when all 11 guys are on the same page doing their job. O-line's giving me time, and the guys are getting their routes, and I just put the ball where it needs to be. So, again, nothing crazy, nothing special. Great play call in that situation, and all 11 guys were doing our job. And when you execute like that, good things happen, and we love the result, which is a touchdown.
Matt Nagy, Mike, gets a ton of credit for all of this, for what he's been able to accomplish and what he's been able to do, and kind of taking what John Fox was given and accentuating it to the point that they actually believe in themselves now, and they're winning football games.
Yeah, and so when the Bears invest a number two overall pick and give away a bunch of future picks to bring in Trubisky, now they got to bring a guy in to develop him. And I want the reason that we're in the Bears locker room to start off with is because this is the team that beat you. This is the team that took your division. It could have been the Vikings as well. And these franchises that we talked about, when I've gone to visit the Vikings, even the Lions, all these franchises, they've improved their facilities. The Bears are a little behind in that one. But the in-game environment yesterday, you saw how they got that crowd into it. They handed out those towels to everybody. They, mm-hmm. They're all making these stadiums. They've passed up Green Bay. I mean, I love Go Pack Go, but, I mean, you got to pick up your game. These other stadiums are invested, and the crowd is becoming a factor. It's becoming a factor at Soldier Field right now. And these are all things that add up to wins. And then you bring in a younger, optimistic, motivational coach like Matt Nagy. And so when Trubisky throws that touchdown, that dart to Trey Burton for the goal, to go up 21-14 against Aaron Rodgers and take the momentum back in the game, listen to Matt Nagy, because he was asked, why did you go out on the field and grab your quarterback by the face mask?
I told him that that's a throw that he just made right there with conviction. That was exactly what I said. That was a conviction throw. And when he does that, he's tough to stop. And he made it up in his mind that he was going to go to Trey on that. Trey had a great route. You could see the laser touch that he put on it. And that was a big play in that situation, because they're not easy to score on in the red zone. I'll just say this. Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator for the Packers, he does an amazing job on defense. I have a lot of respect for him, and I think he's a really good top defensive coordinator in the league. And so he does not make things easy for you. And so for Mitch to come into this game and play the way he did and hit a little adversity here or there and learn, you know, I was excited about that.
Now, Matt Nagy, I give him a lot of credit for being aggressive, but the fake punt almost cost this team.
It did. Could have cost them the game because, you know, Packers able to take advantage of that, score, go down the field, get the momentum back their way. Green Bay yesterday, I mean, the Bears had all the guys that they had in their plans with, Mack and Hicks and Leonard Floyd and those guys. So, you know, Green Bay, they're missing Mike Daniels. They're missing Mo Wilkerson. And then you start the game, and Kenny Clark is inactive, and you've got Tyler Lancaster in there. And these guys that they have brought in off the street, you've got Tony Brown back there, mm-hmm. Shad Breeland. You got Eddie Pleasant, who's only been there 2 weeks, and he's playing inside linebacker. He's a safety that they picked up from the Texans. All these, and somehow Mike Pettine's plugging these guys in there and getting assignments. I was kind of surprised that it was Eddie Pleasant and not like Josh Jones, but they're trying to do what they did with Jermaine Whitehead, trying to get more speed off the line to get Tariq Cohen if he busts through to the second level. And then you've got guys like Fadal Brown, who's this guy who says, after the game, he said he was watching the tape, and when he saw that formation, he knew that that was their fake punt formation. He'd seen it on the tape. This is another one of these guys that the Raiders has let go, that John Gruden has let walk out the door. After Khalil Mack to Chicago, and then the receiver to the Dallas Cowboys, Amari Cooper is tearing it up for the Cowboys. And now here's another defensive lineman he just let walk out the door. This guy saved the day on that fake punt. So Matt Nagy was asked about, why do you take that chance at that point of the game?
I told you at times we're going to be aggressive. We really haven't had that all year long, those situations. Those are the ones where you're going to come up here and crush me in a loss, and that's okay. I understand that. If you do convert on that, if you hit that, then it really flips the other way. And so here's what I'll say. Our team could not – I can't tell you how many times they heard me say finish this week, okay? What I thought was pretty awesome was we ended up having that fake punt, and you can feel the law, right? It's like, oh man, you know, shoot, we should have got that, we didn't. And the defense came out there, and they were ready. Good offense we played. They went right down, they scored a touchdown. Okay, and now here it goes again, right? And but no, it doesn't. And that's where I think we're growing, where our team understands now that we end up getting a touchdown offensively, we get a stop, a three and out, then we get a touchdown, and then we get another three and out. And then they punt the ball to Tariq, and he takes it down there, right? And then we get a field goal, a fourth and one situation. You get a field goal. You go up two scores. And so to me, deep down inside, I was saying to myself, you know what? We're really growing, and we're becoming a pretty good team, and we're learning. We didn't give up. We didn't sulk. We didn't complain. We stepped up to the plate, and we swung.
So, Bill, Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers now, not only has to match that roster and some of those players they've got on that Bears defense, he's got to find a motivator like that coach right there, Matt Nagy, to compete with in 2019.
Yeah, I think that's rather interesting. He said we stepped up to the plate and we took a swing. I like the analogy, and I understand what he's trying to say. It's just kind of a weird thing, because the next sentence is, and we struck out, because at that point in time,
sure,
it looked like it was going to be a miscue. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hang in there. Breaking down yesterday's game and really the postmortem of the Packers' postseason hopes. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, there's just some opportunities where, you know, things weren't quite in rhythm. You know, some of those throws, you know, are extended plays and are moving around and shaking. And I know he's made some great plays in that in the past, and I know he has even this year. But, you know, it's a little bit of everything. Sometimes it's been the protection. Sometimes it's been the routes. Sometimes it's been the throws. You know, they're all – I don't know that it's just, you know, Aaron missing throws. Certainly there's some throws I'm sure he'd wish he had back today. I think that's kind of common for a quarterback. But, you know, a little bit more function of the entire offense, I think.
Those are the words of Joe Philbin. Welcome back. I'm Bill Michaels. Ryan Horvath across the way, filling in for Radio Joe today. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousins Subs. It's where they believe in better for a limited time. Right now they have the Euros, both chicken and the regular Euro meat on the fresh Italian bread. All the fixings, mouth-watering for a limited time only. Get in and get you some. Get you some. Go in and check them out for yourself. Download the app on any mobile device you have, or just simply stop into the store or go to CousinSubs.com, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio on the line. So, Mike, you know, I was really excited to hear some of the questions that were fired at Aaron Rodgers yesterday, why the passing game just hasn't been getting it done.
Well, and it's 45 degrees in mid-December at Soldier Field. I kept looking at the flags and the uprights. They weren't moving.
Nope.
It's like, this is almost like a dome game. This is so much in Aaron Rodgers' favor. It's not going to be a cold game where the Bears' monster defense is going to beat up on your backup offensive line, your beat-up offensive line. David Bakhtiari, your left tackle, he's playing through some kind of a knee thing out there. But you've got perfect conditions. So why has Rodgers come up just 25 out of 42, a quarterback rating of only 68.9? And a pick, as long as ball today is 20 yards long. So we asked him about, look, today looked like when Mike McCarthy was here. I mean, the passing game has been off all season. Why Aaron Rodgers?
Details. Love to give you a longer answer than that, but it's really the issue.
Is that a problem? He was talking about details. You guys have been together since May.
I mean, it's a reoccurring issue.
He doesn't come out and say it's anybody else's fault. I mean, you know, whether it's his details or somebody else's details, it is what it is. He was then asked specifically, because they took it a step further and said, wait a minute. Details, yeah, but you're just missing throws to, you know, like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You saw him deep. Equanimee St. Brown deep. I mean, come on. You're missing throws.
Right, and, you know, we talked about this last night. A couple of years ago, you got Jeff Janis who looks like he, at the time, in his first camp, looked like he could be the next Jordy Nelson, only faster. Tremendous speed. Big, big, strong kid, and he's putting his body in the line, catching everything in training camp practice. And you got Jared Abradaris, smart, making great routes. Aaron Rodgers is talking about how Abby's routes are precision, and they're right on. Okay, so maybe he could be like a future slot guy. Like, you know, maybe he'll never be as fast as Randall Cobb was coming out, but, you know, like a Welker kind of guy, or, you know, some of those kinds of players like Brady is always relied on. And then we get into the season, and Jordy Nelson's playing with us. He's like, what are you guys getting all excited about these rookies? He goes, they're rookies. Here in Green Bay, when you're a rookie receiver, you got to wait 2, maybe 3 years before you really start touching the field. You got to play special teams first and all that. That's what I did. And you look up Jordy Nelson's career, and it's right. Jordy didn't start all 16 games until his fifth season as a Green Bay Packer. And he had that back shoulder throw chemistry working with Aaron Rodgers. But yesterday, you got Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's now already started more games this year as a rookie than Jordy did in his first 2 or 3 years in Green Bay. He's wide open because the Packers changed their roster. They said, all right, we've spent so much time on trying to get quality guys like Jordy. They have tremendous hands and really smart route runners, and instead we got bigger and faster. That's what you guys asked for down there in the locker room. We got 4-3 speed and guys that are 6'4", 6'5". So here, this guy is beating his coverage, and you're overthrowing him. Or you got Equanimee St. Brown, who caught a lot of passes from Deshaun Brown at Notre Dame. He's wide open on a post, and you're thrown to the middle of the field. And you even throw your veteran, Randall Cobb, at a clutch moment. He could have picked that up for 30 yards, and you sail it over him. So Aaron Rodgers was asked about missing on those kinds of plays.
Just not being on the same page with the guys we're throwing to.
You don't think, like, you just missed throws?
Well, no, there's missed throws, for sure. Yeah, but you know, some of the ones that you probably think are missed throws, maybe we're just not on the same page.
That potential touchdown to EQ, was that one of those that maybe, or was that a throw you missed?
I missed it. I missed that one a little inside, I think. Yeah, he was keeping that angle pretty high, but I don't think it was a bad route and it was a bad throw.
The one on Cobb was running kind of an over route, I think, and you scramble to the right.
The wind just took that one up in the air.
So if you're scoring at home, not on the same page, yeah, okay, I missed that throw, and the one to Cobb, the wind took it. The wind took it. By the way, I misspoke, too. I meant to say Deshaun Kizer, the backup quarterback that played with EQ at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But
there wasn't a lot of wind.
No. And, you know, this is just where you're shrugging your shoulders and saying, my gosh, I mean, 35-year-old quarterback now. And guys come back. You know, Favre did. He had a 4-12 season. Mike Sherman cost him his job when Ted Thompson took over and started churning over the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and had a great 2007 until he threw the pick to the Giants, and the Giants went on and won the Super Bowl. And then Brett still, you know, had that great year with the Vikings. So Aaron Rodgers says, you know, at 35 now, are you starting to feel out of touch with these 22, 23-year-old teammates?
That's actually what I told Favre when I was talking to him in the offseason. I understand a little bit more what it was like for him to be 36, 37 in the locker room and feel closer to the trainers and some of the equipment guys, because all the guys you kind of grew up playing with are gone, and that's been the case. But I think you have to dedicate yourself to getting to know your teammates and spending time with them and being intentional about getting to know them and what they're all about and how important team chemistry is. Obviously, you know, not having Jordy around, it's been different. But Randall and I have been close for years, and I, you know, always love hanging with the offensive linemen and Devontae. And we got a good young group of guys. That is a different part of it, but that's not going to change as long as I'm still here. I'm, you know, it's like the movie, you know, I get older and they stay the same age. What movie is that with McConaughey? Thank you. Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused. So yeah. We'll all be renting Dazed and Confused now from Netflix so we can understand where his head is.
I just think in referring to the Green Bay Packers, that's the great title.
Dazed. confused.
Dazed and confused because that's the way it's been all season long. And they got punched in the nose and a little bit confused and can't figure things out, not on the same page. I mean, you know, dazed and confused.
That's the headline for your column this week, Big.
That's exactly right. I'm going to just call it Dazed and Confused, the life of a Green Bay Packer follower all season through 2018. Meanwhile, you know, hey, look, this team had momentum, Mike. They were right there. Again, we see this team play three quarters and not four.
They sniff out the fake punt. They drive five plays, 50 yards. Jamal Williams makes a really nice run to the outside there for 10 yards. And then Davante Adams, who had eight catches. Eight different guys did catch a ball from Aaron Rodgers yesterday, but, of course, Davante, he got targeted 13 times, caught eight. Some of those were, you know, while he's got the young guys wide open, he's really thrown into some tight windows and expecting Davante to pull out, when even though he had tight coverage on the sidelines. But I said, okay, so when Davante, they go for two and Davante scores and they tie up the game, I thought, did you think you had momentum going your way in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes. You, especially you got faith in your team and everything. You know, that you can use a little bit of that momentum and keep it going. But, you know, we've run into a lot of stalemates and things like that. And, you know, usually it's been around the third quarter throughout this season. So, yeah, it's disappointing. Especially when you have so many weapons, like I always talk about, but I don't even know what to say about it.
Well, so no question the Bears are tough this year, but do you get a sense now as you walk away that there's things that happened today on offensively that have plagued you through much of the season?
What do you mean by that?
Timing routes, missed opportunities, quarterback under pressure.
I mean, that's football. It's tough. I mean, there's pressure on everybody's quarterback. There's, you know. Misplays all over the tape, but it's the ones you got to have more that make up for those. We struggle with doing that. Kind of let the momentum of negative things carry over better than the positive things, which is the most difficult thing to allow you to continue to move forward. So we got to correct that.
Davante Adams is a great locker room leader now, taking over the spot of Jordy, straight shooter. You can't ask him with a bunch of people there from Chicago and network people straight out, why is your quarterback overthrowing people? Why has your quarterback been off in accuracy all year? Because that's not the time and place to. And I don't know if he's actually ever going to come out with that answer on the record. But, I mean, he knows. You know, when you look him in the eyes, he's shrugging his shoulders like, I'm used to this guy throwing the football in my ear hole. And right now, I'm happy if he just gets in the same area code.
Right. In the meantime, Mike, you had some missed tackles. You had some things that went wrong. Again, we see special teams let this team down. I mean, this has been something that's been recurring all season long.
Yeah, and Pettine, the Bears were ready for him. He was going to try and stop their run, see if they could bait Mitch Trubisky to try and throw some balls downfield, which might get them something going. And then on third down, he was bringing corner blitzes, exotic blitzes, every third down, putting pressure on the quarterback, and he knew he had to get the ball out of his hands and kept discipline through that. They were running kind of a cover two. You know, later in the game, you saw Josh Jones back there with Tremont Williams as the two safeties. It's unbelievable how much turnover they've had in the secondary again this year, even with the plans they had. Jair Alexander has stepped up, though. Josh Jackson, he's really receded. You know, this is a guy who's led in college with interceptions, and during the preseason and the early start of the season, you thought he was going to make some big plays, but, boy, he's really regressed. Maybe he's hit the rookie wall as we get here into December because he had some missed tackles yesterday. I'd like to think that Josh Jones, who you've never questioned his energy, his motor, his motivation, but sometimes he can be a hothead and not think and not be disciplined. I'd like to think that finally he's matured a little bit, and you're going to get something out of that second-round pick from a couple of years ago because they had him and Tremont back as sort of a two-deep cover two in the second half of that game. And he talked about plays like, you know, Tariq Cohen, who gassed you for that 44-yard punt return late in the game that just kind of sealed the deal and field position for the Bears. But here's Josh Jones and how the game went down.
Well, at the end, that was a huge punt return that he returned. You know, he's an explosive player. Obviously, you can't take anything from him in his game. So, and our objective the whole week in game planning was to, you know, cage him. You know, not let him, you know, get those chunk yards. And he did it when we didn't need him to do it. So they had a lot of yards after catch. When they caught the ball, they broke a few tackles, and then you know, they kind of got some, you know, some plays there. But like I said, man, we left a few plays out there that I wish we could have got back. But we just didn't play well in the fourth quarter.
Mike, before we get out of here, one of the other, aspects to all of this, the last time really, it's been forever since we can remember this team losing to the Bears at Soldier Field. And so many big games have been played there. And one of the biggest, obviously, the NFC Championship game, I still remember like it was absolute yesterday, like I was just driving back from it. So I know this is bittersweet, but I also know that the Packers have a little rebuild to do, and they'll be back.
Well, yeah, but, you know, probably a whole new coaching staff that could be on the way with the new head coach, if he's offensive. Keep Mike Pettine. So many questions, and I think there's a lot of roster moves that are going to be made that obviously we'll be talking about. They'll be evaluating in this game against the Jets, and then at home against the Lions. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play at all? But Tremont Williams, you know, realizing now the 8-0 sweep you had of the Bears is now over with at Soldier Field. He couldn't help but remember looking in that locker room. Man, it was 8 years ago. We were in this same locker room. Charles Woodson gets up on the bench, and he gives the "We'll go to the White House" speech, and that's the year that they won the Super Bowl. And Tremont talked about that flashback he had getting ready for yesterday's game.
I was sitting in my locker before the game, and I was trying to think. I couldn't remember losing a game here. I don't know if I did, if I have or not. Obviously, now I have, but I couldn't remember losing a game in Chicago. Obviously, that's changed now. I can remember this one, but it's tough, man, to lose to the Bears anytime. You know, we've been bred it to win this division since I've been here.
To me, Chicago came out today, ball control, keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers. But with those double and triple fakes in the backfield, are those hard to trail sometimes?
Yeah, it is. That's why they do it. You know, that's why they do it. Kind of get your eyes going a bunch of different ways and kind of stretch your defense. Get everybody to move and create creases. They're good at that. It's something that Matt Nagy's learned from Andy Reid, and they're very good at it. And it's going around the league now. So it's one of those things that you have to get used to it. You have to get used to it. You have to learn how to play it. If you don't, it's probably not going to be very good.
I guess, Mike, moving forward here, I was talking about this a little bit earlier today in a matter of about 20 seconds or less. Does Aaron Rodgers play the remainder of the season?
I think he's got to work out some bugs, and I think he's got to show some leadership, and I think he needs every snap he can get with some of these young guys. But, of course, you don't want to get him hurt because he's got a new coach coming in with a whole new language, and he's got to be there for every single OTA and minicamp to learn the offense and be the leader that way, too. So that's the challenge you're going to have to figure out.
Always good, my friend. We will talk down the road, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, I'm going to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show on this cathartic Monday. Coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.